sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting lights out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Friday's edition of Shooting Lights Out, July 5th, 2024. I hope y'all had a good week as we are in the 7th month of the year. It's been quite fun. This is going to be one of the busiest months for myself, one of the busiest months for the game of basketball, because a lot is going on in the world of basketball, and I am happy to bring it to you every Mondays and Fridays during basketball season. It's been a blast, and I'm honored to do this again on today's episode. Of course, we're gonna talk about WNBA, but our stars for the WNBA have been revealed. We're gonna talk about that. Interesting things took place there. We got some games to recap, and we are a couple of weeks away from the Olympics, so. But that being a couple weeks away, we're a couple of days away from the men getting themselves together for that trip to Paris. So we're going to cover all that and plus some NBA free agency stuff that took place as well. So without further ado, those of you who don't know who I am the playmaker down in the silence, the host of Shooting Lights Out. And if you are listening to this, you're probably watching this on our YouTube channel, the video part of on our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel. But if you listen to the audio version, you're listening to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. So prepare to stick around and listen as I bring you everything you need to know in the world of basketball. Speaking of which, what I always do to start off the show, we going around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, it is official. LeBron James has agreed, nothing is official until tomorrow at noon time. But LeBron James has agreed to a 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers worth $104 million. Of course, that comes with a player option and no trade clause. If you know anything about LeBron James ain't never been traded. And he always have an option to opt out of his contract. He's been doing it ever since he left Cleveland the first time. And ever since then, player options and no trade clause has been a thing from players. So LeBron James was the college to start that player empowerment. And he continues to show his empowerment that way. Speaking of James, they're not done. His son, Bronny James, gets a 4-year, $7.9 million deal. So he is on the contract for 4 years. He will be a Laker for 4 years. And I think that's what Rich Paul and LeBron James were looking forward to. They did not want to see Bronny James sign a 2-way contract, which is not a good thing if you look at the NBA. But he gets a 4-year deal, so he'll be around for the foreseeable future for the Los Angeles Lakers in case something happens and LeBron James feels some type of way, because we all know LeBron James is pulling the strings here, even though he doesn't want to admit it. But we all know this. We are not blind to what's going on out in the City of Angels when it comes to the purple and gold. And speaking of the purple and gold, yes, I have three news on the Los Angeles Lakers. Here's the third one. Nate McMillan and Scott Brooks to join the Lakers staff. So yeah, J.J. Redd is putting his coaching staff together that will now include Nate McMillan, former coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Scott Brooks, former coach, if I remember correctly, Scott Blue was the former coach of Oklahoma City Thunder when Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook first got to OKC. So the circus in LA continues. They did go after Dwayne Casey. Dwayne Casey says no, and go figure. But hey, what can be said? It's the Lakers. It is what it is. And Everything around the Lakers is a show, and not a good one, because it's not happening on the court. It's happening off the court. So we shall see, you know. But speaking of off the court, former NBA player turned band, Jontay Porter, the brother of Michael Porter Jr., will now be facing felony charges for the whole betting scandal that took place when he was a member of the Toronto Raptors. So those of you who don't know or are new to it, Jontay Porter was a member of the Toronto Raptors. And he was making bets on the not only the Toronto Raptors game, but bets on himself, in which he took himself out of games on purpose to hit on bets. He even betted for his team to lose games, which he was caught doing so. And Adam Silver had no choice but to ban Jontay Porter because you're talking about the integrity of the game being questioned when you have players betting on themselves and on team games and doing so in a fashion that Jontay Porter did, when you take your own self out. But it's been a whole thing throughout the season going into the NBA playoffs. So if y'all can go back to the time when we was covering the NBA playoffs and a little bit before then to get the full story of what happened, Maybe I post a video so y'all can see it. But now he faces family charge for all that took place. So it doesn't get any more easier for Jontay Porter. Kemba Walker recently retired this week, saying he's retiring from the game of basketball. He had a nice career, had a hell of a college career. I mean, he's a champion at the University of UConn, and the reason why I know that because my Gators was part of that path that got Kemba Walker to the championship to win it, and I still remember it to this day. And those of you who are watching the video, you see me with my eyes closed because it's a painful memory for me. But during that time, that's when UConn was in the Big East the first time, when the Big East was like the most dominant conference in basketball. You're talking about UConn, Syracuse, Louisville, you know, Seton Hall, when the Big East was the Big East. And we remember that's when the Big East was being held in Madison Square Garden, their Big East tournament. And they had to win, UConn had to win 5 games in 5 days, which they did, led by Kemba Walker. They get into the NCAA tournament and they run all the way to the national championship. I want to say, was that 2015, 2016, I want to say. It might be later than that. I mean, longer than that. But I remember, and it was one of those things that really hurt. But shout out to Kemba Walker. He was a full-time all-star, all of which with the Charlotte Hornets, which he is now part of the coaching staff, as he would join the Charlotte Hornets as part of the coaching staff for Kemba Walker. So, good for him. He's retiring from playing the game, but now he's going to coach the game. I want to see how that transition works to the city and team that drafted him. They weren't the Charlotte Hornets at the time. They were the Charlotte Bobcats when they drafted Kemba Walker, which I don't know why they changed it to the Bobcats in the first place, but good thing they brought back the Charlotte Hornets. Team USA Basketball 2024 Paris Olympics roster and scheduling news. All that has been revealed as we get closer and closer to the Olympics. And in the men's side, they have a game coming up next week in a couple of days. I will let you know about that. And I will dive more into USA Basketball on Monday show, where I will give you the full men's Showcase Classic that I will be reviewing those games. Okay, so as we get ready for the Paris Olympics, the men are going for their 5th straight gold medal in the Olympics. The ladies are going for their 8th straight gold medal in the Olympics. So it's getting around that time. And speaking of the Olympics, congratulations to, you know, Aaliyah Edwards, Latisha Emery, Bridget Carlton, and Kia Nurse, as they'll be representing Team Canada in the 2024 Olympics out in Paris. So congratulations to y'all. And then finally, Peyton and Clark injuries headline, team WNBA All-Star squad. And, you know, it's good to see two rookies make the squad. First time since 2014, I believe, when Shoni Schimmel was in the All-Star in the East, and she ended up taking MVP of the All-Star game that year when she outdueled Skylar Diggins-Smith for it. And she set the at that time she set the All-Star record with 29 points. I believe that was broken by Kelsey Plum and Angela Lloyd, if I remember correctly. I have that ready for you in sometime next week or when we get to All-Star. But congratulations, Jim. And by the way, this is not the only time I talk about All-Star, because in my next segment, since this is all I got for Around the Hardwood, I'll be diving into the selection of Team WNBA. So that will do it for Around the Hardwood. As I said, in my next segment, we're diving into the WNBA All-Star, where Team WNBA has been selected. We'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kids from the block, New Edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the site, man, and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Man, LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out on this good Friday, July 5th. And I hope y'all having a good day so far. Now, I did say we was going to get into some stuff, but before I do, just want to let y'all know that Shooting Lights Out, along with the Playmakers Bar Sports Network, is sponsored by Fanatics, Paramount Plus, and Lids. Shop a wide variety of sports gear from Major League, including the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and the NCAA with Fanatics. Also, shop hats and official gear at Lids. Stream live sports such as March Madness, the Masters, you know, even some Europe League as we speak right now with Paramount Plus, a mountain of entertainment. So, yes, we are sponsored by all three. With Paramount Plus, if you click our link below, you'll get a free trial with Paramount Plus. You can test it out, see what you like, see what you don't like. We're talking not only sports, we're talking CBS shows, MTV shows, Comedy Central shows, Nickelodeon shows, even the old ones, you know. Those of you who were fans growing up, like, if you like the, you know, the soap operas, you can watch those. If you grew up around Hey Arnold and Doug and Recess from all the days of Nickelodeon, you can watch those on Paramount Plus. So go ahead, click the link, get you a free trial, and get ready. As you know, if you love what you see with Paramount Plus, that gets you ready for football season, because the Big Ten on CBS will be on there. Also, the NFL on CBS will also be on Paramount Plus. So go ahead and get that in there. All right, let's dive into it. You already know what we're talking about. The WNBA All-Star is officially set for this year. Actually, this month, by the way. Let's dive into it. All right. Team WNBA was announced earlier this week. I believe it was announced on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember which day it was. But here we go. The one on the bottom of the Connecticut Suns. Aaliyah Boston of the Indiana Fever. Also from the Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark. Alicia Gray from the Atlanta Dream. Derica Hamby from the Los Angeles Sparks. Brianna Jones for the Connecticut Sun. Jonquel Jones from the New York Liberty. Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Kelsey Mitchell for the Indiana Fever. Awike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. Nneka Agumake from the Seattle Storm. And Angel Reese from the Chicago Sky. That is Team WNBA. And as I said earlier, to close out around the hardwood in our beginning segment, Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, rookies to make the All-Star first time since 2014, with Shawnee Shimmel doing it. And as I mentioned earlier, she ended up winning All-Star MVP of that game. Interesting to see for the first time that we have rookies on here. And to say the least, let's look at the voting. This is what they did. This is how amazing the eyeballs of the women's game has come. And most of the credit goes to Caitlin Clark. Also, you play some of it to Angel Reese. Okay. Look at this. Is last year at the top that you see last year All-Star voting: AJ Wilson, Breonna Stewart, Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, and Jackie Young. With AJ Wilson getting 95,860 votes. This year, the votes total on the bottom. Every last top five blows what AJ Wilson did last year out the water, including AJ Wilson. Caitlin Clark got the most votes at 700,735. Aaliyah Boston second with 618,680 votes. Aja Wilson, who is by far the one away for MVP, I don't think nobody's close to her. She blew her old number out the water with 607,300 votes. Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty with 424,135 votes. And then fellow rookie Angel Reese with 381,518 votes. The eyes and numbers have quadrupled 10 times, whatever you want to call it. Caitlin Clark is the major reason why, if we're being completely honest. Angel Reese has something to do with it as well, but most of it is Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever, because everywhere they play, everybody wants to see Caitlin Clark for a number of different reasons. And I'm not going to get into the number of different reasons, because we've done that enough throughout the entire globe, okay, when it comes to talking WNBA and the impact that these rookies have, including Caitlin Clark. But, you know, show it one more time. Rookie All-Stars is a great thing. These two ladies have done their thing. These two are the pretty much the only two that's fighting for Rookie of the Year. At one point in time, Cameron Brick was in there, but unfortunately, she suffered a torn ACL that we covered last month. So it's a two-woman race for Rookie of the Year, and it's between these two ladies. But they get to be teammates for once. And those of you who are wondering why it's called Team WNBA, because this year, as it is an Olympic year, it'll be Team WNBA versus Team USA. So you already know Team WNBA. Let me remind you of Team USA. Team USA consists of Nafisha Kaya of the Minnesota Lynx. I have news on her coming up and when I recap the week that was in the WNBA. Kalia Copper of the Phoenix Mercury. Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces. Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury. Sabrina Nescu of the New York Liberty. Jew Lord of the Seattle Storm. Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces. Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty. Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury. Alicia Thomas of the Connecticut Suns. Asia Wilson and Jackie Young, both of the Las Vegas Aces. So if you look at it, you do have four Las Vegas Aces on the team. Me, Asia Wilson, Jackie Young, Kelsey Plum, and Chelsea Gray. You do have three from the Phoenix Mercury with Kalia Copper, Brittany Griner, and Diana Taurasi. Two from the New York Liberty with Sabrina Nescu and Brianna Stewart. And then you can round out with Nafisha Kaya from the Lynx, Jew Lord from the Storm, and Alicia Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. This is the matchup we will see. When will we see this matchup, those of you who are saying? Now, I do not know who the coach is for Team WNBA, but the coach for Team USA is Minnesota Lynx coach Cheryl Reeves, and this is a way for them to get ready for the Paris Olympics. So anytime during the Olympic year or FIBA year, whichever year we're in, like this year we know Olympic year, the All-Star game for the WNBA is Team USA versus the All-Stars of Team WNBA. Normally, if the normal way, if it won the Olympic year or a FIBA year, there's about every single one of these ladies that's on Team USA will be All-Stars, all right? For sure, I can tell you Asia Wilson would have been an All-Star. Sabrina Nescu, an All-Star. Brianna Stewart, an All-Star. Kelsey Plum, an All-Star. Diana Taurasi, an All-Star. Brittany kind of probably would have got All-Star because she came in hot, even though she missed some games. She came in aware hot. The Beach of College definitely would have been an All-Star. So that's how that works, but nevertheless, I like these selections here. I love Team USA. Okay. I love the Team USA that they put together. It's a very good balanced team that they put together. And WNBA All-Stars, we're gonna see how they work, especially with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark sharing the floor together as teammates and not opponents, along with Aaliyah Boston, JJ, DeWeekend Hamby. I'm looking forward to that. But when can you see this game, you should say? You can see this game between the WNBA and Team USA on July 20th, ladies and gentlemen. That will be down in the desert in Phoenix, Arizona at the Footprint Center. That will be 8:30 on ABC. This will be the first test for Team USA as they prepare for the Olympics. And then they have a showcase game, I think, a couple of days after that before they get ready to head over to Paris and get some work in and try to bring home the 8th straight gold to the United States, all right? Because those of you who know, if you've been paying attention to sports lately, we have not been doing well as a country, all right? It's been very rough as a country. And plus, this is the 50th anniversary of Team USA, if my math is correct. No, I said 50th. Yep, I think the 50th. 1974. So, yeah, about the 50th year of Team USA. Congratulations to Team USA being around for 50 years. But yes, this is the beginning for Team USA to get their started. Last time they did this in 2001 for the Tokyo Olympics. And Team WNBA won that game. Okay. And then Team USA went on to win gold up in Tokyo in 2021. Remember, it was supposed to be in 2020, but COVID happened, so they pushed it back a year. Team WNBA won that game, but Team USA did go on to win gold, okay? So it's going to be a very interesting game to watch on the 20th of this month. I will be locked and loaded, ready to watch this game. I can't wait for this game. It's going to be a fun one to watch. And then that will take us to our next break, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said. And then when we come back, you know, the week that was in the WNBA from Monday to last night on Thursday, we're going to recap it, see what happens, and see if I can give you some news on a certain Team USA member when we come back.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of 4 turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history, the slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers, right side, right side.
Commanders.
Where my soldiers, left side, left side.
Commanders. Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official lenses, everything.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10.05 p.m. Eastern.
Exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
I want to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out. And as before we dive into the WNBA, just want to let you know, thank y'all for tuning in. If you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, the Playmakers Ball YouTube channel, do so right now. Hit that subscribe button. Also hit that bell button, that notification bell button, to let you know when every time we post something on our YouTube channel, you will be the first to receive the notification, and you'll be the first to look at whatever more content we're producing on our page. Also, if you haven't, subscribe to our Facebook channel, our Facebook page, our X/Twitter account, and our Instagram account, as we'll keep you updated on stuff going around in the world of basketball, football, and other sports like that through those social media platforms. All right, so now let's dive into the WNBA, shall we? Because we do have games to recap. We do have games to let you know what took place during the week. So we're going to go all the way back to Monday, because for once we had some games on Monday. We usually don't have games on Monday, but we had games on to begin the month. We had two games on the docket. Kinetic Sun were in the Desert to take on the Phoenix Mercury, and the Dallas Wings were in Seattle to take on the Seattle Storm. And to begin it off, the Kinetic Suns and the Phoenix Mercury were doing battle, as they were both trying to bounce back from L's that they took in previous games. And the Kinetic Suns came out strong. They came out with the will to win, and they got it done 83-72 over the Phoenix Mercury, pushing them to 15-4 on the season, dropping the Mercury to 9-10 on the season. Back-to-back losses for the Mercury, seeing them being above 500 to now below 500. And pretty much a spread effort for the Kinetic Suns, with Breonna Jones having 18 points with 7 boards, Dejounte Carrington with 16 points and 8 boards, Harrison Gay 12, Alicia Thomas with 10, 12, and 6 on the day. It was very good. Kalia Copper 21. She had a better game than she did in the last game against the Indiana Fury. She had a much better game. Natasha Clark with 18 and 10, with 10 dimes, should I say, with that. Brendan Guyon gave you 21. Diana Taurasi had a knee, it was a foot or knee injury that she had foot soreness, so she didn't play in this game on Monday. She sat out, but nevertheless, shout out to the Kinetic Suns bouncing back and getting a dub. Later on that night, the Storm hosted the Dallas Wings, and ain't really much to say. Like, the Wing has not been winging at all, only 4-15 on the season. The Storm moved to 13-6 on the season with a 95-71 win, and the Gold Mama Jrue Lloyd doing what the Gold Mama does, 26 points on the night. She got 14-5. From Ogumake, 12 from McNabron, so that's good for them. Arike Ogunbowale for the Dallas Wing gave you 21. You got 15 from Natasha Howard. It's a struggle for the Dallas Wing. So all my Dallas Wing fans are quitting the Queen of Who's Making Price. Just chug through the season. Just chug through the season. It's a rough one, but chug through it. Let's go to Tuesday. We had a quadruple head of games on Tuesday, starting with the game of the day between the Minnesota Lynx and the New York Liberty, followed by the Chicago Sky and the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream. The Indiana Fever taking on the defending two-time champion Las Vegas Aces. And then the Washington Misses taking on the LA Sparks. Beginning off with the game of the day on Tuesday night, the New York Liberty, we finally, took down the Minnesota Lynx. It took the third time to do it, even though the Commissioner's Cup game did not count towards the regular season standings, but still, the Commissioner's Cup champs, ever since they beat the New York Liberty in that game, they have been losing quite a bit of games, okay? I think this is their third loss in four games, if I remember correct. I think, yeah, this is their third loss in four games going into Tuesday night. So with a 76-67 victory for my New York Liberty. And they did something that I asked them to do. I told them to get JJ involved, and guess what happened? 21 points, 12 boards from Jonquel Jones to lead the way. You got 17 for Sabrina Ionescu with 5 boards and 5 dimes, and then Stewie with the 17-17 game. I mean, see, when we get Jonquel Jones, who is a former league MVP, okay, we have two league MVPs on the team. We have Brian Stewart and we have John Clyde Jones. Okay, between them two, that's three MVPs. You can't have one of them show up and the other one don't. You got John Clyde Jones involved. He went 8-13 from the field, 3-6 from 3-point range, and we was able to beat the Minnesota Lynx. We slowed down Kelly McBride, showing he had 17 points, 3-10 from 3-point range. LaFisha Kaya only had 15 points with 10 boards, 6 dimes, and that was their third loss in four games since they won the Commissioner's Cup for the Minnesota Lynx. which is good for us. Game two, we've seen the Chicago Sky in the ATL to take on Atlanta Dream. Big win for the Chicago Sky as they move to 7-7 on the season, along with the Atlanta Dream with an 85-77 win. And only thing to really mention is Angel Reese pushed her double-double record to 11, extending the double-double streak in the WNBA to 11 when she had 12 points and 19 rebounds. 19 rebounds is pretty interesting. Kennedy Carter with 26 points on the day, doing her thing, 11-16 from the field. You know, Alicia Grayton and Tina Charles both scored 19 for the Dream. Tina Charles also gave you 14 boards. This is a rough go. Jordan Canada had 11, but I believe she exited the game with a finger injury and did not return. So now all of a sudden, the Chicago Sky has brought the Dream back down, and now they hold the eighth spot, but the seventh spot is up for grabs too. So now you have two playoff spots up for grabs, and it's going to be a fun one to watch when it comes to the Dream, the Sky, and their Fever. And speaking of the Fever, they took on the back-to-back ring champion Las Vegas Aces in Vegas, and the Aces are going to ace. 88-69 win. Caitlin Clark, 13 points, 11 boards, 13 points, 11 dimes, and 6 boards. Did not shoot well. 4 from 12 on the field, 1 for 7 from 3. Kelsey Mitchell with 23 points, 9 for 20 from the field, 5 for 10 from three-point range. Aaliyah Boston with 18 points with 11 boards. Nalaysia Smith with only 5 points, but she did get you 14 boards. Before I get to the Las Vegas side, I have a question. And if you are Indiana fans, hit me up in the comments. Let me know what you think. Give me your answer. Why is Kelsey Mitchell shooting more than both Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark? Kelsey Mitchell went 9 for 20 from the field, and half of her shots were three-pointers. Now, if you're going to tell me there was open shots, no problem. I have no problem. To have that many open shots and to miss 9 of them? Yeah. Like, if y'all do recall, Caitlin Clark is the leading scorer in college basketball history. Division I, that is. Caitlin Clark already shows you that she can pass the ball with the best of them. Okay, the point guard was on the other side and Chelsea Gray, and she had more assists than Chelsea Gray did, because Chelsea Gray only had four assists. Okay. Now, Chelsea Gray, she's still coming back from an ankle injury, so she's still working her way back fully to get back to being a full-time member, and she's back to playing 30-plus minutes instead of 20. So we're going to give Chelsea Gray a break here. But I just want to throw that out there. Nevertheless, we're still waiting for Caitlin Clark to have those triple-doubles that we have seen her do in college. And if I'm being completely honest with the people that are Caitlin Clark fans, okay, that are the diehard Caitlin Clark fans, they are waiting and yearning for that triple-double queen to show up in the WNBA, and she has not showed up in the WNBA yet. And whatever she does this season, if she does this season, she'll be the first rookie ever to have a triple-double in her rookie season. She came close against Phoenix. She was a rebound away from getting it. It didn't happen, but they did get the win in Phoenix. That was a big upset. Kind of figured that wasn't going to happen against the Las Vegas Aces, because they can run it into form. And when they run it into form, you see what happened. Kelsey Plum, 34 points, 6 boards, 5 dimes. Who, by the way, that's what they had Caitlin Clark sticking. They ain't want Caitlin Clark on Jackie Young, because we did that before, and Jackie Young went off on her. Now we're going to go to Asia Wilson. Maybe we're going to go to Kelsey Plum, and Kelsey Plum went for 34. And let Caitlin Clark know about it in a fun type of way. And close, we already know about Asia Wilson, who is the runaway favorite for MVP of the year. 28 points, 9 boards. So, coast side, you have some things to do. And I don't think Kelsey Mitchell should be shooting the ball 20 times. I'm just saying. If I'm being objective and unbiased, she shouldn't be shooting the ball 20 times. five of those shots should be spread in between Aaliyah, Boston, and Caitlin Clark. Maybe you have some more wins on your belt, but you're 8-13 on the season. And the champs are coming. The champs are coming. Just to let y'all know. All right. And then we go down to the final game on Tuesday. The Washington Wizards took on the LA Sparks. And with the Wizards getting the 2-point win over the LA Sparks, two teams that's dealing with injuries. One of the more serious injuries is on the Sparks side with Cameron Brink out with the ACL injury. So he's just trying to figure it out. Shout out to the misses, though, and shout out to, Walker Kimbrough coming off the bench for the Washington Mystics. She had 17 points with 10 of them coming in the fourth quarter, which helped propel the misses to a big-time road win out in L.A. Darika Hamby had 16-11 with 7 dimes to help lead the charge. McDonough had 17 and 6 dimes. Rikita Jackson, the fellow Ricky, with 12 points, but it just wasn't enough as the Sparks fall to 4-15 and the Misses go to 5-15 on the year. To Wednesday, one game on Wednesday, and it was the Phoenix Mercury trying to come back from a 2-game losing streak, and it was in Dallas to take on the Dallas Wings. What perfect timing that was if you're a Mercury fan. 104-96 win. Diana Taurasi did come back for this game, and when she came back, she made a note. 16 points, 5 boards, 4 dimes. Natasha Clark with another double-double with 11 and 10. And Kalia Copper got back to being Kalia Copper with 34 points. Brittany Grounder with 24-8, what to say. But they were met with some resistance from the Dallas Wings. There wasn't a cakewalk. They only won by 8. Awike Gamoral at 26 points, even though she struggled from 3-point range and from the field altogether with 8-22, 3-10 from 3-point range. But she had help as well because Natasha Cloud put in 36-11. It's just Dallas doesn't have enough this season. They just don't. When Suto Sabalik returns, then Dallas can do some things, but it might be too late because Sabalik is not expect to return to after the Olympic break. So we'll be talking about going into the month of August when it's almost close to the end of the season. So this season, if you're a Dallas Wings fans, and shout out to my girl Megan Price, the Queen of Hoop, it's pretty much gonna be a lost season for y'all, and we'll have to try again next season. And next season, a new class of rookies coming in led by Paige Becker. So that's gonna be fun. Between Washington, Dallas, in LA, somebody's finna get one of the three finna get Paige Beckers, and it's gonna be nasty. Paige Beckers with a weak egg of Morale, Suto Sabali. Ugh, oh my gosh. Or Paige Beckers with LA with Rikita Jackson and Cameron Brink, along with the Rick and Handy. Ooh. Or you send her to Washington, where she can re-team up with Aaliyah Edwards and get the Washington Misses back on the right track. Hey, she's out there. And I do believe she will be the number one pick because I don't know if Juju can come out after the next season. I think she got to do one more season before she can come out. But if Juju Watson can come out after the upcoming college basketball season, we're really talking. Because I also didn't mention Faje Johnson. I forgot to mention her name. So, yeah, there's another good class coming out. Y'all be ready. But that was the only game on Wednesday. Then we get to last night, doubleheader. Connecticut Sun versus the Minnesota Lynx, my bad. And then the Washington Misses, who were on the bottom part of the screen, taking on the defending champion Las Vegas Aces. All eyes were on the Connecticut Suns and the Minnesota Lynx down up in Minnesota on Prime Video. 5-point win for the Connecticut Sun, which is needed. And Alicia Thomas recorded her 10th career double-double with 13, 10, and 14. And with that 10th career double-double, that is the most in the WNBA. The second most is Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty with 4. That's how crazy Alicia Thomas is when it comes to triple-doubles. She knows how to get them. And she gets them so well. Nobody's is not even close to her. Sabrina has 4. And I don't think Sabrina Ionescu Sabrina Nesca didn't even have a triple-double this season yet. I don't think she had one last year, too, if I remember correctly. So that's one major news. The other major news is Nafisha Collier, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, when you look at it, 25 minutes, 9 points, 6 boards. She only took 9 shots, made 4 of them. That is because in the third quarter, I want to say halfway through the third quarter, probably around the 7 or 6 minute mark of the third quarter, she left the game with a foot injury and did not return, which is a major blow to the Minnesota Lynx, the Commissioner's Cup winner, because she is in the MVP running behind Adrian Wilson, even though we believe that. She can't catch Adrian Wilson because Adrian Wilson is on a tear like we have never seen before in the WNBA in quite some time. But this injury to Nafisha Collier not only affects the Minnesota Lynx, but it also affects Team USA. We have no MRI yet. We don't know the severity of the injury yet. But now we have to wonder about her spot in Team USA. Now, if you recall, this is the first of the 5-on-5 member from Team USA to have an injury. But if you do recall, we do have 2 people from the 3x3 women's team for Team USA that is injured. Cameron Brick was part of the 3x3 team, which she has been replaced by Derica Hamby. And that was unfortunate. And we still waiting on word on Ryan Howard of the Atlanta Dream, who was suffering an ankle injury the day after Cameron Brick got injured. So Cameron Brick got injured on a Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Ryan Howard went down. Ryan Howard went down against the Minnesota Lynx, by the way, in that game. And this is not the time to have injuries to teams who are going to players who are going to represent the country in the Olympics. So we'll be around. We'll have our social medias ready. We'll have every out that we need ready to see when Minnesota do post the severity of the injury to Nafisha Collier. How does that affect not only the Minnesota Lynx, but also Team USA basketball, as we are pretty much a couple of weeks away from the Olympics happening. But shout out to Alyssa Thomas getting her 10th career triple-double, which is the most in WNBA history, and it's not even close. And the Connecticut Sun getting back on track, getting to 16-4 in the season. And Minnesota has lost 4 of their last 5 games since winning the Commissioner's Cup. All right. And then we had I didn't put it on here, but we had the Washington Misses taking on the Las Vegas Aces, and pretty much Las Vegas handled business. 98-77 win over the Minnesota Lynx. And let me take this down real quick. And it wasn't close. It wasn't expected to be close. I mean, we're talking about a team that is now 5-16 on the season going against the defending champs. You knew what was going to happen. And the guards of the Las Vegas Aces took over. And when I say guards, I'm talking about Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young. Jackie Young with 20 points, 10 downs, and 5 boards. Kelsey Plum with 28 points on the day. They combined for 48 points of the 98. Asia Wilson, so par game, 18 points, 9 boards. But wasn't needed. You were going against the Washington Mystics. And you had the business the way you're supposed to. That's all there is to it. So that was take care of the week of action that was in the WNBA. And we're going to take one final commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to get you ready for the weekend and give you some updates on Team USA basketball. All right, we'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at
8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah. They want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out as we get ready to close the show out for the day. Just wanted you one more time, if you are listening to us or watching us on the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel and prepare to subscribe and follow us on the following platform wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that be Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Also, we also can be heard on the radio, on two radio stations, by the way. One being 502 American Angel up in Indiana and Real Wise Radio up in the New York, New Jersey area as well. So all types of ways to listen to Shooting the Lights Out and more things to come. Now, before we get out of here, let's get you ready for the weekend and give you some USA basketball updates, okay? Or so I say, upcoming USA stuff. Let's go to tonight for the WNBA. Three games on the docket tonight. Doublehead on and all games are on Ion Television tonight. The Atlanta Dream, they are in Dallas to take on the Dallas Wings. Both teams are coming on losing streaks, so one team's going to get that must-need win and get themselves back on track. That's at 7:30. At 10 p.m. on Ion Television, we have two games on at 10 p.m., both on Ion Television. One game will feature the two-time defending champion Las Vegas Aces taking on the L.A. Sparks out in L.A., and then another game up in the Pacific Northwest, the Seattle Storm, but the Gold Mama Jew Lloyd going up against front runner and rookie of the year candidate Angel Reese, who was recently named to the All-Star team, as we talked about earlier today. Chicago Sky and Storm also at 10 p.m. That should be a fun one. The first time Angel Reese and Neke Ogumake gets to go at it. That should be a fun one. Man, I want to see Kennedy Carter and Jew Lloyd have a battle too, because Kennedy Carter has been a scoring machine, and we already know about Jew Lloyd. She's called the Gold Mama for a reason. All right? That is tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's head to tomorrow. Tomorrow, we have a doubleheader. At 1 p.m. on CBS, we have Miami New York Liberty going against the Indiana Fever for the fourth and final time this year. The New York Liberty are 3-0 on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, looking to close it out with a perfect sweep of 4-0. But can Caitlin Clark and Leah Boston find a way to not only put off a big upset, but keep it close? Because two of the three games, they were beaten by 30-plus points, all right? And then at 8 p.m. on whatever network you want to call it, all right? If I'm being honest, I don't even know what network that is. MNMT. I don't know what network that is. You know what network that is? You let me know. The Washington Misses, they are in the Twin Cities to take on the Minnesota Lynx. Hopefully before tomorrow, we'll have update on the Fisher Kaya's injury. Hopefully you'll know the severity of it, if it's not so serious or serious. But we need to know before 8 o'clock tomorrow, before the Lynx tip off against the Washington Mystics, all right? And then Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, a stacked day Sunday. Four games on Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m. The Atlanta Dream are in Connecticut to take on Connecticut Suns. At 3 p.m. in the only game that's on national television on Sunday, the Dallas Wings are in Vegas to take on the reigning defending champion Las Vegas Aces. That's at 3:30. And then at 6 p.m., round two between the Chicago Sky and the Seattle Storm up in the Pacific Northwest. And then at 7 p.m., the Phoenix Mercury, they are in L.A. to take on the L.A. Sparks. That is your weekend's matchup in the WNBA. But before we go, I did say I got something for USA. Get ready. Wednesday, July 10th, 10:30 p.m., FS1, Men's Showcase, the United States taking on Team Canada. All right? And then when Monday gets here, okay, now that I got you covered, when Monday gets here, I will divide more into the Men's USA schedule so that when you leave out of here on Monday, you will know the full schedule for the men's as they get ready for the Olympics. They are absolutely out in Vegas right now, training, preparing, getting themselves together. And then we'll go from there. So it's around that time we're going to start covering more Olympic stuff, giving you more Olympic news and stuff like that to get you ready for the Olympics, because I will be covering it. I will have Cole Johnson of the Morning Shift with me as well. I will have Megan Purse, the queen who's with me. Hopefully nothing goes awry. We still got a couple weeks, so hopefully everything stays the way it needs to be. So those two lovely people can join me to get us ready for the Olympics and cover the Olympics all the way through mid-August. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all for tuning in today. Thank y'all for watching. Go ahead, hit that like. Go ahead, hit a comment. Go ahead, subscribe. All that good stuff to the Shooting Lights Out and the Playmakers blog channel on YouTube. Also, follow us on all social media platforms, whether it's X, Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case may be. And also, catch our website, www.theplaymakersblog.com, for all your news and posts on sports around the globe. Thank y'all for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. Y'all enjoy your weekend. Have a safe and fun weekend. I will see you guys on Monday to recap the weekend and start getting ready for the Olympics.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations,
You gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.